Water, they say, is worth fighting over. And a recent land deal in northwest Arizona is yet another example of that. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports on a plan to buy property to get a hold of its water.
Dennis Rule works at the agency that runs the Central Arizona Project. The CAP brings Colorado River water to the Metro Phoenix area. It also replenishes groundwater in the valley. Rule, however, grew up in Tennessee, where flooding is a big concern. Walking the halls of the CAP's offices, he recalls a conversation he had with a hometown friend.
Telling him about how we have fights over effluent, sewage. And he was just flabbergasted. It's like, you fight over sewage? And I said, yes, it's an important water supply.
Almost every drop in Arizona is an important water supply and can lead to fights. And there's one going on right now. Dennis Rule and the CAP are trying to buy farmland in between Bullhead City and Lake Havasu City. They want its Colorado River water rights. They'd fallow some of the land and use that irrigation water to replenish groundwater in central Arizona. The purchase is getting major pushback from residents.
The whole reason the Phoenix area and Tucson area wants the water is so that they can grow. Okay, so why steal it from us and hinder our growth just so they can grow?
Karen Summit is a real estate agent in Mojave Valley.
I've been here since the 70s, and I've seen this place start to grow and then stall out, and it's wonderful to see it start growing back.
Summit thinks a potential home builder might want that water allocation. If it's committed to Phoenix, for example, it can't be used for homes in Mojave Valley. John Pineker runs the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce. He says when bigger employers shop around for a location, they look for employee housing.
As these businesses continue to grow and get staffed and we add new businesses, those people aren't going to have houses. And depending on the business, they won't be able to get a water allocation either.
So the Mojave Valley wants the water for the same reason Central Arizona wants it, for development. The CAP's Dennis Rule.
There is a lot of discussion and a legitimate issue of, you know, connecting land use planning and water supply. But I would say that that is a broader discussion.
And Rule, as a water manager, can't wait for the broader discussion. He needs agreements like these. Why? Well, if Phoenix developers plan to use groundwater for new homes in Arizona, they have to enroll in CAP's groundwater replenishment program. It's meant to maintain the level of the aquifer. As the program grows, the CAP has to find more and more water for replenishment. State law mandates it.
We need to develop additional reliable water supplies for our existing obligation.
In this case, it's getting a new water supply by making a private land purchase. The CAP is buying the farmland from a hedge fund company, about 2,200 acres, for $34 million. There's a local board that has a role here, the Mojave Valley Irrigation and Drainage District. It can allow water to leave the area or not. The board has 5 members, all large landowners or representatives of large landowners. One member works for the seller of the farmland in this deal. He's recused himself. The board declined requests for an interview. John Pineker of the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce doesn't see why his area's water should be shipped off to satisfy demand elsewhere.
If I lived in Wisconsin and me and my neighbors wanted a mountain by us, we couldn't go and hire somebody to move a mountain to us. I don't understand the whole why you have to provide them with water. You know, move to where the water is.
The water war continues next month when the Irrigation Board meets again. If it allows the water transfer, the state would review the deal, then make a recommendation to federal regulators. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News.